Welcome back to another episode of the TACcast. I am Fenrir765. You can call me Fen, and I'm here to discuss video games. But you know what? We are now in the month of September. My favorite stretch of months, the burr months. And I gotta admit, fall is upon us, and it is my favorite time of year. So I want to go around with you guys right now and figure out what's going on. So are you dead? You're joining us from the Great Lakes region of the world. How?
Yes.
What is your favorite month or season or whatever?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I'd say November, December, because you get the holidays and it's just a wonderful time. It's freezing out outside, but plenty of time to spend indoors playing video games and enjoying the indoor life.
All right, cool. And of course, I'm joined by the just ever so studly single blade razor man, Optimus Fett. What would be your favorite time of year?
My favorite time of year is the time of year where the Borderlands movie comes out so I can go see it. Boom! Suck it!
I knew it!
You know, when we had the last episode with Game Agent and Eddie and Triple J, that just was chef's kiss, brilliant drop of the Borderlands movie reference. So, all right, for real though, you know, we got people representing all kind of regions here in the USA. And, you know, I got to admit, the fall is my favorite season. The weather starts to turn. I can wear some hoodies and some shorts and feel pretty comfortable in it. And I can't wait because, you know, we start to see a lot of major video game releases. And I, you know, with the way 2022 has panned out with game releases, I still think we have a lot of really fun games left to play in this year. So I just want to give a quick ask to you guys, what's like one game that you're looking forward to finishing out this year? So I'll start with you, Hop.
I can only think of one game that I'm super excited about this year, actually. That's Modern Warfare 2.
All right. I can get behind that. Are you dead? What is the one game you have left on your list to play this year?
I don't know. I've got so many. I'm just stuck in the Final Fantasy 14 world where I play that almost nonstop. But I hear there's a new Harry Potter one coming out, but that's going to be next year. But I'm looking to finish up Last of Us 2 because I'm still haven't finished that yet.
All right. Well, for me, I got to admit Modern Warfare 2 is definitely up there for me, but Plague's Tale Requiem is up there. I'm really looking forward to jumping into the sequel of Plague's Tale Innocence. So I am excited for that. All right. Well, gents, you know, as we talked about what we're excited for, what are you currently playing? So are you dead? Let me know what is, because you're not necessarily console exclusive right now. What?
No, I'm all over the place. I'm playing Final Fantasy 14. I've been playing a little bit of The Last of Us 2 here and there. I just re-picked up Cyberpunk 2077 on my Xbox. I've got the Cult of the Lamb on PC and Planet Zoo, and I just played a little bit of Two Point Campus. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to finish that, but it's a fun game to play here and there.
Would you say the management piece in Cult of the Lamb is tediousome? One of those words?
I kind of enjoy it, but maybe I'm a weird person. I don't know.
All right.
Starting my old cult, my own cult.
How many sacrifices would you have made so far?
I haven't really. I've been just playing it a little bit here and there. I haven't sacrificed anybody really because I just haven't felt the need to yet. So.
I feel like you're a terrible cult leader if you have not made a single sacrifice yet. I think that's the whole point, right?
No, no, no. That's a different kind of cult. You're thinking of a different cult here.
Okay. All right. Well,
my cult's full of love and kindness.
Well, I tried a cult. Friend and grad didn't last for very long. You know, 2 years. I made it. But Hop, I mean, you've been kind of diving back into the well of some things. What's going on with that with you?
Past week, let's see. Well, I'm still playing lots of Warzone. I picked up Grim Dawn when it was on sale, which is another co-op dungeon looter game made by the guys who made Titan Quest. It's like, think Titan Quest with much improved quality of life and more of a like Warhammer kind of a steampunk fantasy setting. It's pretty fun. Last of Us 1, I still haven't touched since I got to that really depressing scene. I just can't even turn on my PlayStation after that. I don't know. I guess I'll get to it eventually. King of Fighters 15 was a blast with Fight Club. I love that game. And then a couple friends and I just decided to go back into Borderlands 3, and we're having a blast playing that game again, like doing a bunch of stuff, like playing with different builds, doing different boss runs, just doing different things. Plus, it runs like hot sex butter on 120 hertz mode. It's amazing. I'm loving it.
Well, you know,
what about you, Mr. Ben?
I'm highly addicted to Rumbleverse. Me and Warlock have just had a blast with it. You know, there's nothing like just doing an elbow drop from, you know, 10, you know, about 8,000 feet off the top of a building. It's just,
oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
That sounds safe.
Perfectly. You know, these games are getting more realistic as they do them. It's amazing. Multiverses here and there. And I picked up a couple Game Pass games that just recently released, and that's Midnight Fight Express, which is kind of a isometric brawler. And
yeah, I saw that and I was like,
I would say give it a try. It's definitely unique. The levels are fairly short and, you know, it's fun. The story's very kind of like 80s action oriented, and the names of some of the characters, like there's a FBI agent, his name's Smithman. You know, things like that kind of just give a chuckle to it. But you know, I'm having some challenges with the fighting at times because I'm just not like, I guess I'm bouncing around to too many games and I can't quite like nail down the fighting mechanic 100% with it, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it. And then I picked up the Zelda Breath of the Wild clone, Immortals Phoenix Rising, that came out at Ubisoft, and I'm having fun with it. The story is really great and I'm having some frustration with the mechanics of some of the controls, so I'm trying to find the sweet spot with that, but I'm really enjoying it. I hope that I can finish it before a lot of these bigger games come out that I'm really excited to play. So, you know, it's fun to play video games and it's fun to talk about video games. So I am Fenrir. I host the show with Optimus every first and third Tuesday of the month. We record usually around 10 p.m. Eastern. Once daylight saving time kicks in, we'll go back down to 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have a lot of fun doing the show, and we'd love to have you join the show. Like, Are You Dead is this week, and last episode we had, you know, the guys from Oh God It Hurts, and we had a great time with them. And
wait, you forgot to say it the right way.
Oh God It Hurts.
God It Hurts.
God It Hurts.
There you go.
My liver.
So, you know, come join us, come talk video games, and we'd love to have you again the first and third Tuesday of the month. I'm going to say this maybe 3 or 4 times this episode just because I can. Alrighty, time for the news. Last week I mentioned this, Disney Marvel Game Showcase is Friday, September 9th. So check that out. Also on September 10th, we get the next Ubisoft Forward, where they'll dive deep into some news with Assassin's Creed, especially with some of their games that are coming out regarding that, as well as Skull and Bones, and probably more details on For Honor and many of the other Ubisoft franchises. I don't think we'll see anything new or exciting with that, which kind of is frustrating because, you know, they have a franchise that I'm scared to death of them doing again. But I really need a new Splinter Cell, so please give us some more information on that. Next up...
Yeah, I would love that as well. I played the crap out of that one, and it was a great game.
Probably
especially
one of my
the multiplayer.
Favorite franchises, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about Splinter Cell in a different light when we get to our deep dive, because it definitely impacted me in a way that kept me from playing another game, and we'll... Like I said, I'll get more into that. So a little tease, if you will. All right. State of Decay 3, WCCFTech.com had an interview, and they found out that State of Decay 3 is still being made, but it's moving over to Unreal Engine 5, and they are using the Coalition, who are the makers of Gears of War now, to help build that game. So... You know, we got an announcement like 2 years ago about State of Decay 3, and it's been kind of dark ever since. So I'm hoping that this project's moving along just fine and they're able to build out a really awesome game, because I've enjoyed the first two so far. Either of you get a chance to play any of the State of Decays?
I tried and I couldn't really get into.
Yeah,
I don't know
kinda...
if I played the first one, but I played the second one when it came out a couple years ago on Game Pass, and it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I don't see that game because it's very, resource management heavy, and that is not something I consider Hop to be a fan of.
I tried it as well when I was on correct. Game Pass, and I just couldn't get into it, so I had so many other games on my agenda at the time, so I just kind of fell to the wayside and... It came uninstalled on my Xbox, and I haven't played it since or looked at it again, I guess. But it looks like it's promising. If you love it, great. If you don't, it's fine.
Fair enough. All right. Some of the biggest news that came out over the last couple weeks was Halo split-screen co-op has officially been canceled, but they also released the Forge date, which is November 8th, to be released for everybody. So, yeah, Halo keeps kind of itself in the news, not for anything good. And, I saw this question posed on Twitter from Insipid Ghost, and it was like, you know, does the cancellation of split screen, or do you think games need to have split screen co-op? And I was kind of like, well... Most of the time I play now with friends online, so that's not a big deal, but maybe later on I'd love to be able to sit side by side with my kid and play games on the same couch and enjoy that. So I would like to have that option in the future, but right now it doesn't really bother me a whole lot, and Halo 5 didn't have it, so you know I didn't miss it then either, but I know people that do want to have that experience, so it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But the wild thing about this whole story is I saw this tweet from somebody called Halo Creation, and they were able to find a bug that allowed them to force the split screen co-op so they could play it on any console, Xbox Series X, or even the base VCR model Xbox One, right? So you can, in essence, trick the game into doing co-op, and it seems to have some issues, I guess. Some people are reporting that the base Xbox One struggles with it, but the Series X seems to handle it just fine. So the question begs, why did they cancel it? And we may never know, but it's still kind of a really, you know, sucky thing, right? So either of you, I mean, I know Hop is... probably be like, nope, Halo's dead to me. Are you dead? Like, was that a shock to you? Did it, you know, raise any hairs on you?
No, I'm not. I don't really play co-op on any of my games anymore. I mean, when I was younger, it was great. So it's going to be it's bad for probably younger kids where they want to play, two of them want to play at the same time, like brothers or a brother and a sister or whatever. But for me as an adult, it doesn't really affect me because my Xbox is mine alone. Nobody ever share, or rarely do I share it. Then,
all right, Hop, any words on that?
Well, I just think when you have a game that has a history of split-screen co-op, and I know a lot of people like to do that, and there's even a lot of people that still like, you know, they sit around and they play with their significant other split-screen, or they have a friend come over and they do split-screen. And then it was lame that they took it away with 5, and then they promised they were going to have it for Infinite, and then they still don't have it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But they really have dropped the fucking ball with Halo. Like, it's bad. It's atrociously bad right now. It's in the worst state. It's so bad. I'm just going to stop right there.
Yeah, I mean.
No, Hop makes valid points, though, in my opinion. And it should be in there for people that want to play because they've had it in the past. It just, I don't know.
I just think the most frustrating thing about Halo is the fact is the base game is a solid game. It's just the way that they've mishandled it since its release. The gameplay loop is great. The mechanics are fun. And the story wasn't half bad. So it wasn't the worst Halo story, I think. But it was, they've just really screwed it since release. You know, the lack of content updates, the slow correction of many of the issues that plagued it since its release, you know, just things like that, that has just unfortunately really put the nail in the coffin for many, many people. And that's just kind of sad. I hope that they can figure it out. I have this, you know, my idea of how to save Halo would be to, you know, make your minor adjustments going forward for the next year or two. Maybe release a couple maps here or there, keep updating Forge, but then just repackage everything into a brand new release 2 years down the road, 2024, maybe, and have a new campaign that goes along with it rather than a DLC, excuse me, and repackage it in a brand new game and drop the Infinite, you know, get away from that. I mean, you could keep Forge moving forward with it, keep some of the other things that are happening and reuse many of the assets, if you will. I mean, I'm not a game developer. Don't know if what I'm saying makes any sense, but I just think that they need to distance themselves from Infinite in itself and create something new. So, all right, next up is Adventure Time of War. There was this really interesting ad spot where the Adventure Time crew did a riff on the God of War as a, you know, ad, you know, crossover type thing. And it seems to be hitting pretty well. And I'm not a big Adventure Time fan, and I have not played the God of War series, but I still also enjoyed it and had a good laugh or two with it. Speaking of games that are kind of that we've enjoyed, the Splitgate game, they are actually kind of shutting down like primary development for Splitgate as they are deciding to put all their, you know, focus into their next game that will continue to have be a first person shooter with portals and shenanigans, as they said in their post on Twitter. So, you know, as that much as a bummer that they're kind of shutting it down, I think they really learned a lot of things from this experiment, and they will hopefully come out with something bigger and badder and a lot more fun. Hop, I know you enjoyed Splitgate. Is there anything that you'd like to see them do going forward as a shooter with portals and free to play still?
I don't know. As long as the gameplay is quick and intuitive and runs well and has lots of maps to play on, I think that those guys have a good design sense about them. Their art direction was good. The gameplay was good. They really. That game came out at a time where a lot of people wanted a new Halo, and it just hit all the right, you know, spots at the time. So maybe they can do that. Maybe they'll do an arena. Like, nobody makes a true arena shooter, and an arena shooter with those teleporters would be sick. I'd be down with that.
All right. And my final news story that I want to share is just Activision Blizzard King. Mainly Activision and Blizzard. All their games will launch on Game Pass once the deal goes through with Microsoft. However, they will still... Many of the games, like Diablo and Overwatch, as well as Call of Duty, will also release on PlayStation.
Right, because why would you throw that money away? The advantage is going to be that if you have Xbox and Game Pass, you get to play those games with your subscription and possibly with some bonuses for Xbox people. But yeah, why would – I mean, those – things are so huge that to throw away that money they would make from the other
three of those games that we just mentioned, Call of Duty, Diablo, and Overwatch, are so far in development for multi-platform, it would be literally throwing money away if they were like, nope.
But Microsoft even released a statement later. They said, look, man, we left Minecraft multi-platform and multi-connected, so I don't think they want to mess with that at all.
No, they probably want to get the money from all the platforms.
Exactly.
So they want to.
Exactly. Yep. It's a cash cow. Well, especially for how much money they're paying for it.
It took PlayStation like the better part of 4 years to allow Microsoft the access it needed to or wanted to have.
Sorry, but Sony are jerks. No, yeah. When it comes to that stuff, it literally took the gamers pissing up and down over the internet for Sony to finally like. Do that. I mean, that's why Borderlands 3 didn't have crossplay till recently on PlayStation, because Sony was being jerks.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, 5-6 years down the line, but definitely for the near future, these games will continue to be multi-plat, and I think that is a great thing. Because I do have friends still on PlayStation, and I still have friends that I would like to hopefully be able to play games with again if they ever buy several of these games. So it's nice to have that. Now, excuse me, final story, Are You Dead? You actually brought this to my attention, and that is about a little bit of an expansion for a game that kind of had some hot water on release. Tell us a little bit about it.
I actually just learned more about it. Cyberpunk 2077 is getting an expansion later this year. Phantoms of Liberty. Keanu Reeves is reprising his role as Johnny Silverhand, and I think they just released another small expansion tying into their Netflix series today. Actually, I saw it updating on my Xbox when I turned it on today, so I'm excited to try that as well. I don't know if this is going to cost money or if it's going to be a free patch, but it looks interesting where they're talking about the new world order with the U.S. government, and I don't know, it looks like fun, and I've been replaying that game anyways. So
the Phantom of Liberty, you're not sure if that's going to cost money?
I don't know if it's a free DLC or if it's going to cost money. They just announced it, so
pretty sure that's going to cost money. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, but it might. I've been surprised before with the Game Pass, so who knows?
Yeah, I loved once they did that big 1.5 patch, I had a blast finishing that game, so I might be willing to shell out for that.
1.6 just came out today.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but
one day I'll go back to that game and play it. I don't know.
Dude, it runs so good on Series X with that one.
Oh, it's so much better.
Patch. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Well, with things coming up, yeah.
Tons of games coming out. We're going to go through this kind of fast and furious, right? First week of September, which we're already in, we've got Ooblets, Xbox, Switch, PC, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. It does not have rollback code. If you want to play online, that game's going to be a lag fest. I don't recommend it. Lego Brawls, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Made in Abyss, Binary Star Falling into Darkness. Can you say that 5 times? That title's long. Yeah, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Last of Us Remake Part 1 for PS5. Biomutant, PS5, Xbox. Temtem, PS5, Xbox, Switch, and PC. The Tomorrow Children Phoenix Edition. That's a PlayStation 5 and 4 exclusive. And then going into the second week of September, we've got Jack Move on PC, Steel Rising, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, NBA 2K23. Here's Tony's Money Pit, September 9th. Splatoon 3 on the Switch exclusive, September 9th. Little Orpheus, Scourgebringer, and 13 are September 13th. You Suck at Parking, I like this title. Xbox and PC, September 14th.
That's on. Here's another great title.
Oh, I was reading.
Yeah, I heard that.
I almost read this wrong. It's Bear and Breakfast, September 15th on the Switch. I thought it was Beer and Breakfast. I was like, hell yeah, sign me up. Metal Hellsinger. This looks kind of interesting. That drops PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC on the 15th. Outer Wilds for PS5 and Series S. Is that just an update for that game?
Yeah.
That was already out. Okay. Splitgate. Is this like the official release?
Yep.
September 15th. All right. Wayward Strand, September 15th. Return to Monkey Island for Switch and PC, September 17th. Wow. I don't know about the name of this game. Hard Space Shipbreaker. PS5 and Xbox, September 20th. Jack Move, that's another name I don't know about. PS4, Xbox, and Switch. Solstice, PS5, and Series X. Gundam Evolution, PC, September 21st. No Place for Bravery, Switch and PC, the 22nd. Serial Cleaners, everything, September 22nd. Session Skate Sim, that's PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, September 22nd. Slime Rancher 2, Xbox and PC, the 22nd. The Dio Field Chronicle, PS, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Shovel Knight Dig, Switch, PC, and iOS. Is this a sequel to Shovel Knight or a side game?
I think it's like a side game.
Okay. Grounded, September 27th. Hoko Life, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, September 27th. Life is Strange Remastered Collection for the Switch, September 27th. The Fridge is Red, PC, September 27th. Legend of Heroes, Trails from Zero, PlayStation, Switch, PC, same day. Tunic, PlayStation, finally, September 27th. Fenn, that was one of the games. Yep. I don't know if you ever finished that on Xbox.
Loved it. It's a great time.
Okay, I might say this wrong. Dorf Romantic, Switch, September 29th. FIFA 23, everything except Switch, September 29th. Moonbreaker, PC, September 29th. Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. That's the sequel to Pathfinder and Kingmaker, which is a super tabletop RPG simulation turn-based game. Valkyrie Elysium, PlayStation, September 29th. Valkyrie Profile Lenneth, PlayStation, September 29th. And then the game Fenn's been waiting for all year, My Little Pony, A Maritime Bay Adventure, PlayStation 5.
Can't damn, play.
He's been talking about that nonstop, too.
And can't play. You know what, gentlemen? I will play the hell out of My Little Pony. And if I don't care, I have become a big fan of the My Little Pony series. My daughter and I watch that shit every Saturday morning, and it's great. So
there you go.
Sadly, it's only on PlayStation 5.
I know. They're just teasing me. You know, I hope it comes out
they're
soon.
They're haunting you. They're holding it over your head and like, you should get a PlayStation 5 now.
I guarantee you that My Little Pony game's got to be better than that Paw Patrol game that I've been playing with my daughter, because, yeah.
Probably.
You know, they just have some banging songs. I mean, they just hit it right in the My Little Pony universe when they sing, and they, you know, the Pegasus, the Earth ponies, the unicorns. I mean, it's just something magical about
just
those little creatures.
Horrible.
All right, moving on. Community updates. So here at TAG, we have several things happening. We have people that like to talk about books. We like to talk about music and food. You know, I've lately been getting my smoke on, and I've been smoking some meats, and we like to chat about that on our server. We also now have started our fantasy football season, and we had our draft last night, and it was a good time. And, you know, we have, you know, all the great people playing, and Team Ubo is a front runner for us right now, because his team just looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be unbeatable. And I can't wait to see how Team Ubo wins through the season. Hop, you've been running a little thing on Friday nights, little
Yeah, Punch Fight Kick. Club Friday nights. Come on the Discord. Go to our fighting game channel, and you can add the role Fight Club if you want to be pinged. We play fighting games. Lately, it's been Mortal Kombat 11, but also King of Fighters 15, Injustice 2. We still love Killer Instinct and Street Fighter. Any fighting game that has an online lobby system and decent net code is fun. Any fighting games that don't have those two things, we will not play. They will be excised immediately. That's why the new JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fails, and I will probably never buy it, which makes me sad.
I was really bummed that the Power Rangers fighting game kind of didn't take off.
Oh, we tried.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. We tried to play that. It was bad.
The Dragon Ball was
bad, too.
I know. I was there. It was just a bummer. I would love to have been a ranger and kick some ass. That would have been great. All right. So now we're at the point where we like to go deep into a little topic of one of the hosts choosing. And, you know, I like to peruse the internet. Sometimes we look at gaming trends. Sometimes we look at just, you know, whatever's tickling our fancies at the moment and get a little deep conversation. And this topic actually came to my mind, you know, a few months back when my good buddy here, Mr. Optimus Fett, was like, you know what? I've never played the BioShock series. And I kind of sat there and thought, I was like, how? I didn't know those people existed that didn't play the BioShock series, but nice to meet you, Hop. And he went off and played them anyways and found a new love and a new universe to dive deep into, which is fantastic, right? So it got me thinking, What are the gaming faux pas that we have? Like, what are the things that the franchises or maybe the singular games that we just missed and, you know, the rest of the internet or the world would look at us, maybe shun us a little bit or be kind of shocked? And I've heard this term, you know, what is your gaming blind spot? Like, you know, several things lately discussing that. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start while you guys take a moment and think about it. But, you know, there is one particular game series, and I kind of alluded to this earlier as to the reason why. And I missed this game series because I fell in love with another series called Splinter Cell and absolutely loved Splinter Cell. Played the hell out of it and was addicted and couldn't stop playing it. So I really liked the realism, not realism, but like the grounded in realism that Splinter Cell offered and the slow-paced tactical thinking. So I kind of skipped out on the whole Metal Gear Solid series. I am here to admit, I've only played a little bit of Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 1, and I've pretty much skipped everything since.
You missed like all the best games.
Yeah, those are some great games. I don't think I ever finished
the whole series is good, but Metal Gear Solid 3 and I think 5 are my favorite. I never got to play 4 because I didn't have a PS3. I had gotten rid of my PS3 by the time that came out.
Yeah, so I realized that it is a series of games that I probably should at some point go back and play, but I was so hooked into Splinter Cell that, and I never had a PlayStation, so I could never play Metal Gear Solid 1.
Right.
And
yeah, that makes sense.
I did play like the freeware version that they released on PC, you know, the demo or whatever it was, and I enjoyed it, but I never enjoyed it enough to get into it. And then by the time Xbox came out and Splinter Cell came, that's where I went for my stealth action adventure gameplay. So, but yeah, I'm here to admit that I have never really given Metal Gear Solid its fair shake. So, you know, maybe one day, maybe if they go through and like the rumors of the remasters that are going to come out to the, you know, the current day consoles.
I would only say, I'm with you, but I would only say, only if they include some modernized control schemes, because trying to play those games now is kind of rough.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like going back and playing the original versions of Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 and not the remakes. The controls suck. The camera sucks. It's hard to see anything. It was groundbreaking in 1997. Don't get me wrong, but without modern controls and camera control, I tried to play through because they had that Metal Gear Solid collection for 360. It had Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3. I tried to play 2 again, but without the camera controls and modern kind of controls, it was really frustrating. But 3 I could still play because there was at least camera control. And then
they
didn't
upgrade the graphics a little bit too. Not a huge amount, but
and then Metal Gear Solid 5 has pure modern FPS style controls, and the gameplay is super smooth in 5. The story's fucking nuts and the ending doesn't make any sense. But the core gameplay is amazing.
But isn't that Metal Gear? Like, I've heard enough of Metal Gear to go like to know that it's kind of one of those nuts.
Yeah, the story's kinda all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, the endings never seem to make sense to me. It's like, oh yeah, this is happening.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty random.
And I've heard all the crazy things, like I don't know which Metal Gear, but like you had to take your controller out of port 1 and put it in port 2.
Oh, that's Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, stuff like that was kind of wild, right? And, you know, Kojima was, you know, way ahead of his time in a lot of his thinking, right? And, you know, and I guess in many ways still is, but he just is one of those wild dudes that tells a story that he wants to tell, and he doesn't give zero fucks about what anybody else thinks about it. He's just gonna do it. So, all right, well, that's enough for me on the, you know, gaming greats that I've missed, I guess, if you will. Either one of you have a game or franchise that you know is just
I've got two. The one you mentioned earlier, I have also never played or finished the BioShock games. I tried them, but I just never got past like the intro level or whatever, so I don't know anything about the story. I think I even bought it when it was remastered on sale.
You're one of those people. God.
I'm one of those people, but I'm going to throw another game out there just because you mentioned that earlier, so I'm not cheating. I also never played any of the Dark Souls games. I just can't get into those types of games. I mean, for people who love them, great. But I don't like to struggle through games. I like to enjoy the story and kind of be able to progress without having to suffer and spend hours trying to beat this one boss or whatever. And,
you know,
it's nice if they throw that in there.
I think that's fair. I mean, Dark Souls and those games, those Soulsborne games, definitely are just very niche, I feel like. I don't think
Star Wars. I love though, and that was kind of Dark Souls-y, I've heard, but
the Fallen Order.
It was accessible. Order, yeah, the Fallen Order.
Kind of like, I would say more like 80% Super Metroid / Symphony of the Night, and then the only Dark Souls was kind of the boss battles could get a little Dark Souls-y, or really Dark Souls-y if you put it on hard mode.
Yep.
Yeah, and I didn't. I had it on normal the entire time. So, yeah.
You know, which there's no slider for those in the Soulsborne game. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I mean, I think they're fantastic games, as I've said several times in the show. So I wish that everybody played them and loved them as much as I did. But I can understand why, like, your reasons for not playing that are pretty valid reasons that are pretty common. So, you know, I wouldn't feel bad about missing out on that series. I wish I could tell you, like, you're missing out some great storytelling, too. But a lot of the storytelling in those games are very much what you create of your own based on the, you know, breadcrumbs that they leave you throughout those games. So,
yeah, and I wouldn't shit on anybody else's pizza that enjoys it. If you enjoyed it, great. That's It's great. I have no issues with that. It just
a
not
phrase that lives on.
Yes. You know, I think for me, probably the one series that I've tried to get into, because so many people I know like it, like including my own brother and some other friends, and by all reasons, I should like this game, but when I play this game, I just can't get into it and I just get frustrated and it's very cumbersome. And that's the Monster Hunter series, especially the last one on Xbox. I really wanted to like that game, but fuck me, I could not get into that game at all. I even tried again recently because my brother's back on Xbox and I was like, no, I cannot play this game. That whole series kind of has eluded me with its it's got its own niche, and its niche is grinding gear and resource gathering. And I'm like, oh man, it's like two things I don't really want to do.
The last one I was actually able to get into, which is the first and probably only Monster Hunter game I played, or maybe they have a new one out.
There's a new one on the Switch, and from what I've heard, that actually makes it easier to play, which the hardcore fans like my brother doesn't like. But I would probably actually like that one more because it sounds more like less of a grind.
No, it's not that one. It's whatever the one that's on the Xbox. I think I played that with a few people.
Yeah, there's Monster Hunter Rise is the newest one, but it's a Switch and PC exclusive. I have access to a Switch. It's my kids, but I don't ever really play it. You know, it's not. Here's the other funny thing. Like I know we love video games, and I own multiple machines. I have a Xbox Series X, and I have a PS4, and then I have my retro consoles. I still have a 360. But at the end of the day, when I get home or I want to play some games, I usually just turn on the Series X and then see what people are doing. Or like, I'm like, you know what? I feel like just shooting people. I'm going to fire up Call of Duty. That's just me.
Yeah.
So some games I miss out because I'm like just not in the mood to turn on another machine.
Yeah, I think, you know, this question brought up, this thought was unique in its initial thought, because I was thinking there's so many games I haven't played, and it's not because I, you know, wouldn't play them. It's just because I never had the console to play them at the time. Right. I mean, I haven't had a Nintendo since the Super Nintendo, and I've played GameCube games at friends' houses and the same thing with the Nintendo 64. But, you know, I didn't really play much on the Wii. You know, my parents had one, not because they loved the Wii Sports stuff. You know, the console that got sold to a billion old people was amazing, right? They, you know, like I was thinking about Pokemon. Like, you know, can I put Pokemon in franchises that I missed out on? And I don't think I really missed out on them because I never really had the opportunity to play them. So I never, you know, glaringly just said, nope, I'm not going to play. You know, that's why like Metal Gear Solid stood out to me a lot in this conversation, just like how Hop was like BioShock. And, you know, you already did mention that too. It's, you know, those are games that I feel like I would have normally played if, for, you know, whatever reason, I never got around to it. You know, and my excuse just happened to be, by the time I knew Splinter Cell or Metal Gear Solid existed to the extent, I was already hooked into another world and I didn't need it.
Yeah.
So, and now it's just like, you know, you guys are just mentioning the points of probably the main reasons why I don't go back and play now is, you know, it's some of these games are extremely old and they don't carry over very well. So I would just be frustrated with them and not get the same enjoyment.
We talked about the gameplay loop on the episode we did with Oh God It Hurts, and some games at the time they come out, they're doing new innovative things, but it doesn't age well, or it's clunky, you know, and it's not till the second or third game in the series that it's better. I have, but have not even tried any of them because I'm trying to finish Last of Us 1. There's a whole bunch of Sony exclusives I never got to play now that I got this PS4, so I'm trying to work on Last of Us.
Yeah, and they've got some great.
Yeah, and I've got the Uncharted collection. I've never played any of those games. Hell, I've only ever played the first two original Tomb Raider games on the PlayStation. I never even played any of the later ones. For whatever reason, I just never got around to it. Kind of like I missed out on BioShock for the longest time because of my addiction to online gaming, but then finally I played it and I was like, oh, this actually, you know, looks really cool. I'm going to have to check it out. So I'm glad I did that with BioShock, but, you know.
And one day maybe I own the game, so anyways.
It seems definitely daunting though to look back at all the games you've missed, whether for whatever reason they are, and you're like hearing the echo chamber of how amazing this is, right? And you're like, well shit, I missed it and I'd like to play that, but God, there's so many more amazing games about to come out. There's all these things that I do enjoy playing out now, so there's just not enough time in the world, and it sucks. But yeah, you know, I think in the next 20 years, if we're all still gaming by then, right? You know, we will probably see this list of games we've missed continue to grow to the point where, you know, BioShock won't be the only one. We won't have this, you know, like, it won't be like a matter of like, oh, you didn't play BioShock? Like, oh, that makes sense because everybody didn't play it, but it's still fantastic. I mean, I'm going to bang on this door, drum all, this door, bang on this drum all day long. You know, Death's Door is a amazing game to me, and I can't believe so many people haven't played it yet, but that's perfectly fine.
I gave it a fair shot, Finn.
Hey, I gave it a fair shot. That's all I ask. That's all I ask is to give it a fair shot. You know, and, you know, we'll look back maybe in, like I said, 20 years, and some of you may say, like, oh, I've never played the original Halo trilogy. And we'll be like, what? How could you not play it? You know?
Well, and it also depends on when you get into gaming too, right?
True.
I got into gaming, I think Dead and I are of a similar age era. We both probably got into gaming when gaming first kind of hit home. I mean, my first games were arcade coin-ops before home systems were even kind of a thing, right? You might have had like the home Pong or the Radio Shack Pong, and then maybe a 2600. And those weren't really, it wasn't until really the NES that gaming at home was like engaging and you wanted to play video games. Like I the Atari was fun for like half an hour or whatever. We're like, and then we shut it off.
I actually still have my Atari. I still pull out Adventure every once in a while. It was my favorite game as a kid. I played hours of it, and now I can just spend like 20, 30 minutes playing it and then move on to something more newer. It's like a classic, and I got all my old Atari games from that was my one inheritance.
I'm saying, if you were to, let's say you just started gaming like 10 years ago, you know, at the age of 12 on the Xbox One or the PS4 or whatever, and somebody'd say now you're 30 and they're like, oh, you never played Halo, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, because that was before my time. Some of those older games are hard to play. If the game, I think Halo kind of holds up, the first one especially, but I'm just making the point that sometimes older games, like if you go and play most of the 2600 games, don't hold up.
There's
a handful of really good classic ones, but most of them don't hold up.
They've only got like three colors. And anyway, sorry.
I was just going to reframe the question for a moment. And, you know, is there a gaming system, not necessarily a game, you know, that you kind of missed out on that you kind of wish you had a chance to go back and maybe play it in its prime?
Neo Geo? That one jumps to mind.
Pop?
I think what I didn't play in its prime that I would be sad about now. I guess the only thing really I can say maybe would be like, because I'm having to play catch up with the PlayStation 4 stuff only because I didn't buy one at the time. And it wasn't out of any sort of spite. It was only because I'm addicted to Xbox. So I guess I would say PS4, because everything else, like before then, before children, before before like working a real job, when I was just a schlump and I had all this time to kill, I could play all the video games in the world. I always had all the systems. I had a Nintendo and a Sega and a TurboGrafx, and then I had a, you know, PlayStation and Nintendo 64 and a Sega Saturn, and then I had, you know, Sega Dreamcast and a PlayStation 2 and an Xbox, and then I had, you know, then I had the 360 and the PS3, you know, so I always had multiple machines.
I can agree.
I guess
similarly.
Maybe that early, if I would have had the PS4 in the beginning, I could have played some of those games earlier on instead of having to play catch up, what I'm doing now.
I have to agree with you. I think I would probably have to pick either, mine would be either or. It would probably be the current day PlayStation generation. That would include, I guess, PlayStation 4 and 5, and then the Switch. There's probably several games in both those universes or platforms that I would want to go back and take the time to play. But if I had to really stretch it, I think, because I never owned it and I've only played it on a handful of times, I probably would maybe go with the Dreamcast. That would probably be the system that I would love to go back.
Sweet machine. Just,
yeah, that's another one for me. And
just because, like, I've heard the stories. I played,
it's like, a Dreamcast and the Neo Geo are the two I missed. And
yeah, I played several games on it, but I never, like, owned it or played it with any longevity. So I think that I would have loved to gone back and experience the Dreamcast in its heyday to understand the hype more than the small flavor taste I got of it. So, but, well, lady and gent, thank you for joining us this evening and chatting video games. You know, I just want to remind you that, you know, we record on the first and third Tuesday of the month, and it's a great time to come join us. So we'd love to have you on the show again. Just let me or Hop know and we'll get you scheduled and booked, and, you know, we can talk about video games together. So
we can talk about the Borderlands movie.
You know, we're going to have an amazing episode after that movie releases, and it will be spoilerific, and we will discuss every Oscar worthy detail of that movie. So
I almost spit my drink all over the place.
Pop, you have my pity.
Are you dead? Any final words for this episode of the show?
Keep playing games, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Hey, that works. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Hop, anything you want to share?
No, but please, if you get a chance and you're interested in a full breakdown on BioShock and other cool stuff, check out my podcast, Retro Futurist Culture. It's located at ruminationsradionetwork.com or at your podcast listening place of choice. All right. And if you want to get some games with me, hit me up on our Discord at theadultgamer.com.
Yes. Come to our website, theadultgamer.com, to join the Discord. We would love to hear your thoughts on the games you've missed or the console you missed and why and those details. But until then, I am Fenrir765. She is Are You Dead? He is Optimus Fett. And we will catch you on the flip.